As Brother Curtis Teague put it, I guess about as good as I've heard it put in Savannah. He said he's about as nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs. Amen. I kind of feel that way this morning. I'm nervous. Praise God. The Bible said, and Dinah, the daughter of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, prince of that country, or the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and defiled her. Let's read those verses one more time. And Dinah, the daughter of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and defiled her. Praise God. I feel a burden on my heart this morning. And I tell you, I want to preach this morning. The Lord will stand by me. I was up early this morning during the night. I don't even know if my wife knew I was up. And about a quarter to four this morning. And it seemed like the Lord just touched my heart. And I want to preach this morning. I'd really like to direct this to the youth that's here this morning. And I just want to preach this simple topic, Brother Rich. I want to preach on when your dreams become nightmares. When your dreams become nightmares. Father in heaven, we come to you this morning. God, Lord, my heart this morning is heavy. Lord, God, I know that I'm not the caliber of preacher that Brother Rich is. Father, but in this service, this is the burden of my heart. God, the young people... Oh, God. Jesus, would you touch today? Give us fruit. God, burn in our hearts this morning. Help me preach this morning, Father. Help me, Lord. Help me, God. God, I know the majority of these people don't know me. Oh, God, but would you stand by us, witness by your Holy Ghost this morning. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Is that all right? Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible said, and Dinah, the daughter of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. Dinah had an ideal family. She had a good family. She was living in a good home. Her father's name was Jacob, which was changed to Israel. The Bible said that Dinah had a desire to go and see the daughters of the land. Jacob had came and he had established a home here in a place called Shalem, which being translated means safety or peace. So she was living in the place of safety, living in a place of peace, in her father's house, if you will. Amen. And the place that Shalem was there, Jacob built an altar. And the altar's name was Elohi Israel, God, the God of Israel. But the Bible said that around in Dinah's heart there became a desire that began to spring up. And I don't know how you feel this morning, but you never fall at one time. You never rise from being a good, sanctified, Holy Ghost-filled Christian to the next day being out in the world, being lost without God. You see, when man begins the downward spiral, amen, it's always in degrees. And normally, amen, if you've been saved any length of time, you can generally tell when somebody is on that downward spiral, Brother Peach. Amen. You can always tell by the way, you know, they're getting in service and whether or not they're coming to church like they ought to, whether or not their prayer life is like it ought to be. Amen. I think this is probably maybe what have happened here. in Dinah's life. And I know that volumes of books, amen, can be written from these two little verses here. But I believe that there was a day, amen, Josephus said that there, when Dinah went to look and see, amen, of the inhabitants of Shechem, the Bible said that she went out to see the daughters of the land. Josephus said there was a day of festivity, amen, there in Shechem that day. Amen. Josephus said this. She went to see the manners, the custom, the style, the fashions of the women of that country, and to learn of them and to see their habit and their dress and how they ornamented themselves. Amen. You know what I believe, Brother Peach? Amen. Dinah was living in the house of safety. She was dwelling in the house of peace. Amen. She was in her father's house. Amen. But she went every once in a while, amen, to the door of her father's house. And she pulled those tents out. Amen. The door of the tent out. And maybe she began to look and see some of the Shechemite women as they walked by. And some of the Shechemite boys, amen, as they began to walk by. And she thought, you know, maybe down there in Shechem, amen, there's something better down there, amen, than what's in my father's house. I want to tell you, amen, listen to what happened to her. She was more affected, amen, by what she saw in Shechem than she was by her daddy's altar. Amen. Amen. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Amen. She began to look slowly, but certainly. Dinah began to peer out of the door in her father's tent, Brother Prescott, and maybe the call of Shechem. Amen. She began to dwell about it for a little while. She wasn't really at the age to do anything about it, but it was just engulfing her heart. It was just like, amen, a kettle on the stove. Amen, slowly but surely, that desire's boiling in her heart. Amen, it's just a little bit, you see, in the world. Maybe this won't hurt me a little bit. Amen, until the day came, amen, that instead of living with her daddy, amen, she decided today is the day. Amen. I'm going to live my life. Amen. She had dreamed it for days. Amen. She had dreamed it for weeks. Amen. But one day she said, I'm going out of my daddy's tent. Amen. I'm going down to Shechem. I'm going to find out what it's all about. Amen. But the Bible said that there was a prince, amen, of that country. Amen. He defiled her. Amen. He took her and laid with her. Amen. And there that day, amen, she realized she should have never left her daddy's house. Amen. I don't know if Brother Rich can tell you better than I can. There seems to be a growing curiosity among our holiness young people about what the world has to offer our people. Amen. And I know that curiosity is a God-given thing. Amen. But when curiosity, amen, gets the best of us and we begin to, amen, get curious about the unlawful, amen, and the immoral, amen, listen to me while I preach, amen, for a little while, amen, my heart was broken, amen, because I'm wondering, amen, how long is it going to be, amen, till somebody among us, amen, goes all the way out. I know you may not be able to do it right now, amen, but there may come a day, amen, when you're so engulfed and it overtakes you until you just stall out. You see, I know that the majority here today, amen, lives in a good home. And the majority of young folks probably here today was raised in a holiness home. And I'm telling you, the devils are reaching after our young folks. The devils are reaching. You know, he puts a little curiosity. Me and my wife was down, amen, to the coast of South Carolina a few weeks ago, maybe months ago now. Amen. And I remember while we was down there on the pier, overlooking Mount Pleasant in Charleston, South Carolina. There was a boat that went down the river, and you could hear a band that was playing on the boat, and you could hear the young folks, amen, going wild, amen, there on that boat, amen. And you know what? Amen, the devil will try to convince you, amen, that they're living it up, amen, down there. Amen, but I want to tell you here, amen, maybe there's a young person, amen, the devil's trying to come to you and tell you that mama's standard, amen, and daddy's standard, amen, is old fashioned, and you don't have to live it like that. Amen, I want to tell you, if you don't live it like that, you're going to live to regret it.
Holy Ghost, help us today. Hallelujah.
Amen. You mothers and fathers ought to be helping me this morning. You see, amen, I understand a little bit. When I was 14 years old, amen, is when I got saved. And I was going to public school. So I got saved. And I went to school, and I had to make a turnaround, Brother Pete. Those friends that I were hanging around with, hey, man, I had to let them know I don't do the same things I used to. And I had to let them know, no longer am I saying the same things I used to say. Amen. And there was times in my life, amen, the devil tried to convince me, amen, that I was missing out. Amen. But I want to tell you here today, amen, I'm far better off now, amen, than I ever would have been. Amen. My marriage is together. Amen. My life's not on drugs. I want to tell you, amen, the devil's after you today. Amen. The devil's out to steal. Amen. To kill. And to destroy. Amen. I want you to hear me. Amen. Your dreaming of the world is going to turn into a nightmare.
Yes, sir.
What breaks my heart is that there's young ladies in this building right now. Externally, you're looking pretty good. There's young men in this building that externally, you're lining up. But in your heart, you're sitting in the Father's house wondering what Shechem's got to offer you. In your heart, you're saying, when I turn 18, when I just get old enough, when I just get at the age, I'm going to leave my Father's house and I'm going out there. Amen. Oh God, how many lives, amen, of our holiness pews, amen, have been ripped out of a life of purity. Amen. Oh, listen, you've heard the story. Amen. Curiosity killed the cat. Well, in this story, it murdered her innocence. Amen. It killed her purity. It did more than kill the cat. It scarred up her life. I want to tell you, it'll happen every time. Would you raise your hands? Ask the Holy Ghost to help me. Holy Ghost. If we could just peel back the veil of our hearts and just peek just for a moment inside of some of our hearts, it would make grown men and grown women blush. Some of the things that are in the hearts of our people that are in our sanctuary, in our meetings, in our movement across this country. Amen. 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 No, it's not, preacher. And tell me why. Why?
Why does the news go out at this one over here at this church? Amen. It's expecting a child. Amen. Just a young teenage girl. Tell me why we're not having the problem. Amen. With something in our hearts. Amen. I want to tell you. Amen. Young folks. I want to tell you. Amen. The devil's got a facade. Amen. On sin. Amen. The writer said, can a man take fire in his bosom and not be burned? I want to tell you, sin is still like fire. It'll destroy your life. It'll scar your life. It'll leave you empty. It's still like fire.
You see, me and my brother got saved around the same time. Same church, same pastor, same mom and dad, same high school. But there in our high school years, there began a call to go forth. And I watched my brother slowly but surely. At first it was just a peek through the tent door. Just a little bit. After a while, Brother Pete, you want to get a little closer. After a while, I got the feeling pretty comfortable. And that's where we're at this morning. You never meant to be as carnal as you are now. You never meant to be as fleshly as you are now. But you got comfortable. Amen. With where you was at. And you quit praying. And you quit being faithful. And now, we wouldn't even know that there's an ounce of spirituality in you at all. Amen. Listen to me. Amen. I come to preach this morning. Amen. Would you hear me? I said, would you hear me? Amen. The man of God said, set thy trumpet to thy mouth. You know what he was saying? Sound an alarm. Amen. Sound the alarm. I've come to sound the alarm. I've come to sound the alarm. We're letting worldliness creep in our heart. It's time to stop it. It's time to go back to prayer. Live it holy. Sanctify again. Holiness preachers, children. Holiness, preachers, kids.
Yes. Well, God bless you. That was yours. Repeat to the street, say it like it.
It's been on my heart to say.
God, help you. Help you, God. Help you, God.
When are you going to decide to turn it around? At what point? Is enough going to be enough? When are you going to draw the line? Hey, when are you going to say, I've drifted enough and it's time to come back home? When are you going to wake up and realize the way you're going is the way that leadeth unto destruction and goes down to the ways and the pit and hell? I want to tell you, amen, now is the time. Now's the time in this service. This year's conviction, you to make it up in your mind. I'm giving my life back to God. I don't understand, Brother Rich, why it is. But we're being more affected by what's out there than what's going on around these altars. And I hope that your brother Johnny's friend, when I get through this morning, that I'm telling you, just as a deer hunter puts his sights on that white-tailed deer, the devil's got his crosshairs on you this morning. Amen. I said amen.
Oh, yes, he does. Amen, Brother Rich. You know what's my desire this morning? Is somebody to wake up and realize, you know, hey, but when I was at Daddy's house, I had it a lot better. When I was there at Daddy's house, I had it a lot better. I want to tell you today, you're on the wrong road. And a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto him his living. Not many days after that, the younger said, it's time to leave Daddy's house. It's time to leave Daddy's house. It's time to leave Father's house. You see, I believe all the while he was in his father's house, that pull of that far country was a pulling in him. Put it in our language, that country music was a pulling in him. That worldly girl was a pulling in him. That worldly boy was a pulling in her. Those styles and manners of that country was a pulling in them. And they said, you know, it probably isn't all that bad. Amen. But you know, when the prodigal came to himself, amen, the Bible said, and when he had spent all, amen, and when he had spent all, amen, and he would have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, amen, and he came to himself. I said, and he came to himself. You know what I'd like to see this morning? Is somebody to come to themselves. And come to yourself and say, wait a minute. I'm not going to preach much longer. I'm not going to preach much longer. But if this morning I could just take you on an interview to a young lady that's out of our home church. Cheryl, why? How? Why, Cheryl? Why'd you leave? Well, I just got to looking at what was out yonder. Cheryl?
Yes.
You've done drugs. You're living with a man you're not married. You drink. You get drunk. You used to shout with us. You used to whip your hair like we do. Oh, where are you at now? I'm a long way from home. Alice? Oh, Alice, look at you. You've got a baby, and you're not even married. You wear things now to church you wouldn't wear in your own home. What happened? I got to looking at the far country. I'm going to tell you, I don't care how long you've been saved. I don't care how long your hair is this morning. I don't care how clean cut you are. Amen. It wouldn't take but a day. Amen. For the devil to ruin your life. Amen. Dinah thought, I'll go out there for a little bit of fun. Amen. I'll be back home. Amen. Before Daddy realizes what went wrong. Amen. But I want to tell you, she paid the price. Amen. For a bad decision. She starred for life. Robert Curry, you were saved at one time. Seemed like you was doing pretty good. How you done got on drugs, tried to take your life. You're still lost. Your wife's left you. Why? I left the Father's house. I left the Father's house. A year from now, who'll be here? A year from now, who will we look on and say, I never would have thought that he or she would end up like that. Would you stand with me all over the building this morning? Hold every head bowed and every eye closed. I'm fixing to turn this service to Brother Prescott. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Dinah was between 14 and 15 years old. She was fairly young. I'll tell you, there's young folks here this morning. There's young folks here this morning. You're at a critical time in your life. You're at a critical time. You're battling with your convictions that you've settled over an altar of prayer. But because you've grown cold and prayerless, your convictions have gotten weak. And you're getting weaker and weaker. Your conviction is getting lower and lower. Brother Prescott said, give an altar call. I want somebody to go to the piano, please. This altar call this morning, and I'd sure love to have 100% participation. But my burden this morning is for some of you young folks that are here. You're struggling between whether you're going to stay in or whether you're going to get out. And this service may be the pivotal point in your experience. And God said, you tell them, if they keep going, they're going to go into destruction. And they're going to be sorry for the paths that they take. Every head bowed and every eye closed. I'll talk with you, young lady, this morning. I'll talk to you. I won't tarry long, I promise. But if you've got to lower your standard of living, you'd feel like you've got to get that boy. I'll tell you, the devil's been battling you that they ain't going to like you the way you're dressing. The way you're looking. I just feel like, Brother Prescott, there's a young girl here this morning. But you're in a serious place in your experience. You need to pray it through this morning. You need to pray it through. You need to pray it through. You need to pray it through. Oh, hell! It's so far that the Holy Ghost has problems touching you and bringing you down and touching your heart and mellowing it out like it used to be. Tears won't even hardly flow anymore because you're so far drifting. In the name of Jesus, you're here this morning. In the name of Jesus, you're here this morning. Would you like to come to this altar? I'm not saying you're all the way out. No. But I'm saying you need to get it right with God this morning. You need to settle your convictions all over again. In the name of Jesus, would you come? Would you? You know who you are. You know who you are. The Holy Ghost is pulling you. His Spirit's here. Are you going to grieve Him? Would you come? You know who you are.
Just a little detour now leads to a big detour down the road. Bad decisions today have terrible consequences tomorrow. And we begin to dabble in the world, look the wrong direction, pitch our tent to one side. We're just testing the waters, you know. A little paint here, a little bruise there, a little plucking here. Little fashion there, splits in our dresses, clothes too tight in the wrong places. You're testing the water, trying to call attention to ourselves instead of living for the glory of God. I'm telling you, brother, it is serious business when we are looking in the wrong direction. God wants to help us, I'm telling you. God wants to help you this morning. One more verse, Sister Judy.
The Holy Spirit.
And God. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
For someone.
Yes,
we don't know.
Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Oh, yes, Jesus.
Mercy, God.
Have mercy.
Mercy, Lord.
Have mercy, Jesus.
God, we ask for mercy.
Yes, Lord.
God, we ask for mercy.
Oh, yes, Jesus.
We ask for mercy for that individual.
We do, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I tell you, young folks, I mentioned this the other night. Some of you are counting the wrong cost. You're counting the cost of following Jesus. And you're saying the cost is too high. I just can't pay that. But you know, when you have lived in sin, when you have lived long enough in sin, to where you begin to reap the consequences of it, you'll find out that you counted the wrong cost. You should have counted the cost of not following Jesus. So many people have gone down that road. I could name them. I could just keep on naming them. People that I know personally who did what some of you are doing right now. I'm telling you, I watched them go the same way you're going right now. And if I could take you to where they are right now and show you their life and show you what happened to them. I know what you say. It can't happen to me. It won't happen to me. I won't do that. I'm not going there. But you're not making the decision. You're serving a master. And if you give your life over to him, you're going to do what he says. Your sin's going to take you further than you want to go. And it's going to cost you more than what you want to pay. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Johnny, come. Brother Johnny Smith, come. Bring your people. Testify for the Lord. Y'all sing for Jesus. So glad to have Brother Johnny Smith and the group, good group from his church out in Cedar Bluff. Amen.
God bless
you.
God bless
you. Certainly is good to be here. Come on, folks, let's sing, everybody. Sometimes it doesn't have to just show on the outside. You may look as clean as a whistle on the outside, but the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Sometimes our thoughts can get out of control. Sometimes just those desires can get out of control. After a while, we're in trouble and don't realize it. And if I felt any tugging from God's Holy Ghost, I'd certainly heed to that this morning. Hallelujah. My dad, some years ago in 74, he was on his deathbed and he called us in. Come on, I'm not going to take long. But Dad called us in and he said, I need to talk to you boys a little while. And he began to talk to us. And I've always been a little mouthy, and I started telling my dad, Dad, you'll be all right, this, that. My dad was country, and he said, John, be quiet a minute. He said, I want to tell you something. When you come down to where I'm at, talking about dying, he said, it's not going to matter where the cow's giving milk, where the chickens are laying eggs, where the house has been painted, where the car's been washed. He said, the only thing's going to matter, are you ready to meet God?
That's right.
Our brothers preached to us this morning, and after a while, the only thing's going to matter in life, am I ready to meet God? Am I ready to step out of here? Is everything right with my heart? I come out of a family that was in a nightmare. My dad was a drunkard. My family were drunkards. My family had been rough. My Uncle Charlie shot Aunt Sarah and killed her. Then he killed himself. Uncle Roy killed a woman. Uncle Hoover killed another woman. And they killed a woman and cut her up and put her in a railroad car and shipped her off out to Norfolk. We were in sin. We were deep in sin. I know what it is to go to a trash dump and eat out of a trash dump, Brother Rich, and dig through and lick banana peelings and get a hold of a banana peeling. And the life of sin is hard.
Yes, it is.
But I come out of a nightmare and ended up in a vision and stayed in church and stayed with God's people and had a wonderful life. Woo! Don't think about going in sin. Don't think about nothing but living right. Don't get nothing in your mind outside of staying holy and pure and true with God. I've been married to my wife 44 years, 14 days, and almost 15 minutes. If that clock's right. And I want to tell you young folks something. I know we're going to sing. But if you're young and you're thinking about getting in sin, don't. I come out of a drunkard's home and I looked at that and I saw my dad suffer and I saw my family suffer and I saw my mom suffer. And when I got old enough, I said, I'll never smoke a cigarette as long as I never bought a pack of cigarettes in my life, never bought a can of beer in my life, I never bought whiskey in my life. Right over there somewhere in that black blue, what it is the woman of my life. And he went to church, dated her in church, married her in church, lived with her in church. Hallelujah. I got a vision. I come out of a nightmare with the vision. Woo! Got married, got good grandchildren, got a good job. Me and Mom, we still, after 44 years, listen to me, young folks, after 44 years, we can still sit on the porch, hold hands, mooch once in a while, and know she's the woman of my life. I'm the man of her life. Woo! Ain't nothing beats living right. Ain't nothing beats holding us. Ain't nothing beats being pure. We're going to sing, but don't think about sin. The way of a transgressor's heart. I want to tell you the way of living right gets better and sweeter and sweeter. It ain't bad to be short, fat, and bald. If you can sit on the swing with the woman of your life, hold hands with her, and steal a mooch once in a while, and say, Mommy, it's sure been good living right. Still got a good vision. Brother Bill was talking about when we all get to heaven.
Yeah.
Good a life been. I got a vision of going to heaven.
That's right.
Thank
God. Well, we're going to sing. Sure good to be here. I don't know what heaven's going to be like to you. I don't really know. Hallelujah. I don't really know. You're going to be born after a while.
Yes.
I've kind of got it pictured like this. When I get there, now I finally cross over Jordan, however how y'all want to put it. And if somebody said we was going to plane ride, somebody said we was taking a train ride, I said, if I have to crawl and push a wheelbarrow, I'm going.
Yeah, that's right.
But when we get there, I don't know what it'd be like. You don't know what it'd be like. But I've kind of got a vision this way. I got this vision.
All right.
You was talking about it this morning, when we all get to heaven.
Oh, yeah.
And I was there and I visioned stepping across. And Jesus Christ just a meeting me right there.
Amen.
I'm placing a crown right on my head. Hallelujah. Brother Don, while I was thinking about Jesus Christ, putting that crown on her, I just visioned the Holy Ghost putting a robe around her. Hallelujah. Slipping that robe around her. And the Holy Ghost on one side and Jesus on the other side. And then I just kind of got a vision of God Himself slipping that arm in there, wiping every tear right out of my eye. There'll be no more sorrow, no more pain, no more death. Hey, you and I, they're getting older and the pains are coming. We can still hang on to a vision. After a while, God Himself is going to wipe away our tears.
Right.
Woo! Live a good life, go to heaven, God wipe away every tear.
Yeah.
You're not going to beat that combination. Yeah, what are y'all doing? Sing. I'll talk all day. How do you sing? Pray for us while we sing. I do want to say it's good to be here. Good to see everybody. Hallelujah. Isn't it nice to have friends like this to go to heaven with? You can't. You can't. I remember the way of a drunk. Y'all want to get in a drunk's family? Slip out and get on drugs. I remember Sister Horton, I remember. Hallelujah, your mom, my daughter called. My dad went down and got saved. Hallelujah, I remember going home and we'd have to slip out in the smokehouse in a briar patch and hide while my dad sobered up from trying to kill us all. Hallelujah, sleep all night. I turn in a briar patch, Brother Don. And Dad trying to hunt us and shoot us and cut us up. Hallelujah, and I said, man, I don't want that kind of thing. I'm seeing a generation now is in worse shape than what my dad was.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're thinking about going in sin? Sing. Hallelujah.
For the thing of the Lord desire.
Save our God!
Joshua.